Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
What up? Welcome to Relationship Wednesday. We call it Hump Day Wednesday. Happy birthday to our own hot chocolate. She's very hot choc on Twitter. Hey, follow her. Hey, it's 9:01 on the West Coast. Wednesday, December the 11th. Happy birthday again to Hot Chocolate. Hey, big up to Bob John, whose birthday is tomorrow. Tonight, we're discussing the reality of pregnancy before marriage, the decay of morality and values in America. Hey, relationships are important, but more importantly, nurturing mature relationships are necessary for our overall success in this life anyway. Hey, it's time to examine our relationships. Are you given or are you taken? Answer that question honestly. Hey, hit us up, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926 with your comments or feedback on this topic tonight. Hey, the topic is, pause, baby carriage before marriage? Really? Hey, I don't think we are really focused on it. I think we're perpetuating something that's getting out of control. The family is breaking down, more and more single moms and dads than ever before. Hey, it's not cool. Pause. We'll be right back. You're in tune to Team Hyman Radio Live. What up? Happy birthday.
Good God Almighty. Like back in the old days. You know, years ago, they had the A&R man to tell you what to play, how to play it, you know, whether it's disco or rock. But we just went in the studio and we did it. We had champagne in the studio, of course. You know, compliments of the company, and we just laid back and did it. So we hope you enjoy listening to this album half as much as we enjoy playing it for you, because we had a ball. Only real music's gonna last. All that other bullshit is here today and gone tomorrow.
Talking women and vino. The contract like 91 Dan Marino. I swear this guy Michael Rapino's boosting my ego. Overly focused, it's far from the time to rest now. Debates growing about who they think is the best now. Took a while, got the jokers out of the deck now. I'm holding all the cards and just wanna play chess now. I hear you talking, say it twice so I know you meant it. Yet I don't even tend it, they should know's in it. I'm authentic, real name, no gimmicks. No game, no scrimmage, I ain't playing with you at all. My classmates, they went on to be chartered accountants or work with their parents. But thinking back on how they treated me, my high school reunion might be worth an appearance. Make everybody have to go through security clearance. Tables turn, bridges burn, you live and learn. With the ink, I could murder word of my earth. Yeah, I swear it started clicking, dog. You know it's real when you are who you think you are.
Everything around me.
I had Benzes for you, had braces. The all black Maybach, but I'm not a racist. Inside's white in the Katy Perry's faces. Yellow diamonds in my Jesus. I just might learn to speak Mandarin. Japanese for the yen that I'm handling. International hoe, that's my handle. My Saint Chang gone, light a candle. El Gran Santo on the mantle. Case y'all didn't know, I speak Spanish too. Shout out the World Wide West. Everywhere we go, we leave a worldwide mess. Yes, still rock La Familia. Says a lot about you if you're not feeling us. The homie said, Hov, it ain't many of us. I told him less is more, plenty of us.
Jazz brew everything around me. Freeze. Get the money, dollar bill, y'all.
Cake. 500 million, I got a pound cake. This is front and that's upside down cake. Get them a red nose, they clown cake. I should've never let you round cake. Look at my neck, I got a carrot cake. Now here's the icing on the cake. I'm just getting started, oh yeah, we got it. I done made more millionaires than Lotto did. Jay made millions, Big made millions. Ye made millions, Just made millions. Lior made millions, Cam made millions. Beans would tell you if he wasn't in the ceiling. I'm back in my bag. My eyes bloodshot, but my jet don't lag. A pair of Jordan 3's trying to chase this cab. Gucci airbag just in case we crash. Last night was mad trill. I'm fresh out of Advil, Jesus rather will.
T.M. Hyman Radio Live. Hey, what's up? It's 906 in New York City, 906 in Miami. It's hump day or relationship Wednesday is what we call it. A baby carriage before marriage. Pause. That's the topic tonight. But before we go any further, happy birthday to Hot Chocolate coming to us live out of Plant City tonight. What's up, Mama? Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Thank you, General, and my TM Hyman Radio family. I am patiently waiting for Save James to show up to tell me exactly how mature I am, but I'm feeling great. I'm feeling good. I'm happy to be here. I'm blessed.
He'll be stepping into to the studio here pretty quick. I think yes. He's taking his time tonight. He'll be here in a little bit. What's good though? Seeing your little party, your cupcakes and streamers on the job.
Yes.
No work going down. No work went down today on the job. They was partying on the job.
Yes. Very little work productivity was done on Hot Chocolate's behalf. I don't know about everybody else, but I wasn't doing much except, you know, answering my Facebook posts and my Instagram posts and my tweets and my texts and just thanking everybody for showing me so much love. There was no way that I was going to get any work done today. None.
No.
They should have known that. So, don't assign me anything.
So I'm going to have a few Hot Chocolate birthday questions. As we proceed throughout the night. But your favorite song of all time, and we may not have it loaded, so we'll play your favorite song that we have loaded next, but your favorite song of all time.
Wow. That's hard to say.
Okay.
I have so many.
Let's do this.
I can tell
let's
you
play.
What – okay.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say I can tell you what my favorite song is probably of all time on the board right now. I can do that, and we can play that. I was actually queuing that up to play next, if that's all
okay,
right.
Okay, so what I was going to say, that's Kinetic Energy. What I was going to say is let's play your favorite song that's on the board, and then when we come back, you'll tell us your favorite song of all time. How about that?
Okay. That we can do, and I can have these 4 minutes and 36 seconds to think about it. That'll work.
Hey, we'll be right back. Happy birthday to Hot Chocolate tonight, Team Hyman Radio Live.
Woo!
Back to
let's
two.
Party!
Back to four.
Okay, I'm reloading.
My birthday.
You motherfuckers think you big time? Fucking with Jay-Z, you gonna die big time. Here come the pain.
Jigga, bigger, nigga, how you figure?
Yeah, 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 yo, peep the style and the way the cap sweater.
Uh-huh.
The number one question is can the feds get him?
Uh-huh.
I got vendettas and dice games against
uh-huh.
ass betters and niggas who pump wheels and drive jetters. Take that with
ya. Hit ya, back split ya.
Fuck bitch fights and lame scuffles. Pillowcase to your face, make the shell muffle. Shoot your daughter in the calf muscle. Fuck a tussle, nickel plated. Sprinkle coke on the floor, make it drug related. Most haters
can't fade it. While y'all pump, really, I run up and stunt city. Yeah, so you sent your little mans to come kill me. But on the contrary, I packed the Mac Millie, squeezed off on him, left the paramedic breathing soft on him. What's your name?
Who shot your mob ties like Sinatra? Peruvians tried to do me in. I ain't paid them yet. Trying to push 700, they ain't made them yet. Rolex and bracelets, frostbit. Ring two, niggas round the way, call me Igloo Stick. Who?
Biggie Smalls, nigga, shit to draw.
Where you from?
Brooklyn, going out for all.
Marcy,
that's right. You don't stop.
Uh-huh.
You won't stop,
nigga.
What? 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 Big Smalls, nigga, shit your drawers. Brooklyn, represent y'all. Hit your forge, you crazy. Think a little bit of rhymes can play me. I'm from Marcy, I'm Varsity, chump, you JV.
Just
Jay-Z.
Nigga, amen. My bedside flow's malicious. Delicious. Fuck three wishes. Made my road to riches. From 62 gym stars, my mom's dishes. Graham chopping. Police van docking. D's at my door's knocking.
Keep rocking. Yeah, no more mister. Nice guy. Twist your shit. The fuck back with the pistol. Blazing. Hot like Cajun. Hotter than even holding work at the Days Inn. With New York place outside.
Get up out of there.
Fucking ride.
Keep your hands high. Shit gets steeper. Here comes the Grim Reaper. Frank Wright. Need the keys to your innkeeper.
That's right.
Chill, homie. The bitch in the Shoney's told me you're holding more drugs than the pharmacy. You ain't harming me, so pardon me. Pass the safe before I blaze the plate and hit six shots just in case.
Jay-Z and Biggie Smalls, nigga, shit to draw.
Where you from?
Brooklyn, going out to all.
Crown Heights.
You don't stop.
Brownsville.
The only MC with a flu. Yeah, I rhyme sick. I be what you're trying to do. Made a fortune off Peru. Extra dyke, China white, Heron. Nigga, please, like short sleeves, I bear wrong. Stay out away from Heron.
Clear.
Gone.
Me and Gutter had two spots. The two for $5 hits the blue top. Gotta go, Coolio, mean it's getting too hot. If they have twins, she probably have two pops.
Time to separate the pros from the cons. The platinum from the bronze. That butter soft shit from that leather on the bond. A S1 diamond from my I-class dome. A Chardon sipper from a rosé, nigga, Brook, sipping on
Cristal forever. Play the crib when it's mink weather. The mafia keep cannons in they Mark Buchanan. Usually quattro cinco, the shell sink slow. Tossing ya, mad slugs through your Nordic up. I'm warning ya.
Jay-Z and Biggie Smalls, nigga, shit you draw. Brooklyn going out to all.
Flatbush.
You don't stop.
Red Hook.
That's right.
You won't stop.
Nigga.
Jay-Z and Biggie Smalls, nigga, shit you draw.
Where you from?
Brooklyn going out to all.
East New York.
You don't stop.
Clinton Hill.
You won't stop.
Nigga.
Brooklyn in the house.
Rockefeller, y'all. Junior Mafia.
You are listening to the best edit, providing you with quality entertainment, inspiration, and information. We are TM Hyman Radio.
Yeah. It's like, I don't even know how to describe you. One in a million or something.
word. Cause I know you can fix me somehow. You around. All the best for me. So I'ma trust you with my body and my mind. And anytime I can and should, I'm sure you'll clarify. You just promise you'll just take your time and take care of me. What you do with your hands, how you use them, got me losing my brain when you move them. And I hope this ain't just an illusion, whatever touch of your magic. Baby, you could be the trainer. Gonna do your thing. As long as you work it out. Don't go easy, please. Money giving a disclaimer. For my pleasure, you're the one to blame. I felt so deep in love to accommodate my needs. So I'ma trust you with my body and my mind. And anytime I am unsure, I'm sure you'll clarify. And you just promise you'll just take your time and take care of me. With your hands, how you use them, got me losing my breath when you move them. And I hope this ain't just an illusion, but I could have been magic.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Mac Wild. This is Real Talk, Real People, Real Time. DM Hyman Radio Live. Check it out.
That's right, that dude Mac Wild. Hey, big up for that Grammy nomination to Mac Wild. Hey, that's our friend right there, that dude. And that joint rock right there. I like it. Pick up that Mac Wild's record. Ow. Happy birthday to Hot Chocolate. Hey, all day live from Charlotte. She checking in. I'm not sure if she was here last hump day, but I think she was. Hey, she's back. Madam CeeLo Boston, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon in the morning time. How do you do? And happy birthday, Madam Hot Chocolate.
Thank you, Kizzy.
I got to say your name like that because I swear every time you say your name, I think of that song. I think it's Peaches and Her when they go ha.
That is not Peaches and Herb. That is Ashford and Simpson.
There you go. Same people.
Solid
same
as a rock.
Jesus, same people.
Change the word.
Yo,
crazy.
One thing about it, she will mess it up seriously and have a serious break.
Yeah, I know you're not talking. You say I'm a name in a heartbeat.
Hey, I will chop a name up, but you will chop up facts. You will chop some facts up.
Yes, sir.
She
what?
Will.
But I be so on point with parts of it. It makes you look it up anyway.
Yes.
So you know,
and be dead wrong.
It'd be like, what? It'd be like four stories wrapped into one. You're going to find out about something, though.
You will educate yourself on something. It might not be what she was talking about, but you'll figure it out.
Right. But you will be educated.
Four stories wrapped up into one.
Hey, just like the topic tonight, it's, you know, about the baby, you know, before marriage. And I started laughing when I saw it because I was like, well, let's see. I was pregnant when I was married, but does it count? count because it wasn't my husband's kid? Like,
Lord have mercy. That's a Maury Show topic right there, boy. Good God.
I was like, yo, four stories wrapped in one. So my kid, you called my kid a bastard because I was married when I was.
She did a You Are Not the Father joint right there.
What? Hey, I knew who the father was, though.
Why are we totally taking this into the lane of comedy? Wait a minute.
Yes.
I'm trying to tell you, four stories wrapped in one.
Because it's my birthday. That's when we get down. That's the party right there.
Yes, sir. I had to come with it. Look, I took my. I had to wait till they kicked in. I said, okay, I'm going to be on. Got to show up for your birthday.
Hey.
And I'm so glad you're here.
Tonight's topic in the midst of the birthday party is pause. Baby carriage before marriage. Hey, we're focusing on relationships and the fact that they're important, but we really don't value relationships anymore. I mean, we have babies out of wedlock like that was really or that is really how it's supposed to be. And so, I mean, one, let's take a close look at how we even view relationships. I mean, what we have on this show, is a beautiful relationship, and it consists of individual relationships. I think when people focus on relationships, I've said it before, I think they focus on sex and they focus on intimacy. But there are business relationships, there are personal relationships, there are intimate relationships. I mean, listen, there's even criminal relationships.
Yeah.
But regardless, it all comes down to trust. You have to be comfortable. You have to trust. And so, I mean, and mostly in relationships, either it's typically one way. Very few times is it balanced, in my opinion. You either got somebody who's given everything or somebody who's taken everything. It is not always balanced. The question is, why is that? Because I think we're sending the wrong messages to young people, telling them that it's okay to continue to have all these babies and not have nobody there who's committed to you. It's the wrong message, and at some point, we're going to run ourselves right off the cliff if we don't start thinking about it and seeing this thing different.
I think but I also think that it's a social ill, honestly.
Absolutely.
Because it goes back to a topic that we talk about often because it all comes from that. It comes from the breakdown of the family. And the thing is, what people have to keep in mind, if the person that is your guider, you know, like say as a child, you have your parents or your caretaker, if those people didn't know the proper information to pass down to you and they just passed down what they knew, you're just going to continue that cycle. And you're going to teach your children and the children that you're around the same way that you were taught.
I agree.
And a lot of times you don't know anything different until you're shown different. You know, and so it's like, all right, how about this? The amount of mama's boys that I have met where it's almost sickening to me to see how mothers depend on their sons like they're men. And when I say like they're their men, mothers doing the same thing. I mean, the father's doing the same thing, having this almost relationship, like marriage-type relationship with their daughters, expecting their daughters to step in when those women aren't there. We do what we know until we know better. And that
That's
is
right.
The whole point and purpose of us showing up for the show, even doing the show, is to help educate and inform and, you know, keep this train moving forward. You know, I mean, that's something you can't do. And we can't save everybody. We definitely have to go into it knowing that. You can't save everybody. You can only
I'm going to say I totally agree with everything that you just said. And I think what you just said makes a lot of sense, and it came from a very conscious, very clear viewpoint. And so I'm going to contrast that to the statement you made earlier and ask you what's the difference. Earlier you said you were married, but the baby wasn't your husband's child.
Right.
What type of thinking allows that to take place in contrast to what you're saying and how you think today?
Okay. In contrast, and that was a beautiful question. Okay, so the difference is that it was situational. My husband and I were not in a solid relationship. We were not living in the same household, for one. Let's get that out of the way. We were not living in the same state even. I was in the military. He had gotten out. So we weren't around each other. We weren't building, blah, blah, blah. Before I met my daughter's father, yeah, I was separated. Okay. I was legally, so yeah, I had already asked for a divorce. I met my daughter's father about 2 months later or what have you, and then we began to develop a relationship. I asked my husband for a divorce. He wouldn't give it to me. He wouldn't sign the papers for almost 2 years. So that's how I ended up still being married, right? My husband wouldn't sign the papers. He wouldn't give me a divorce.
I just wanted to give you an opportunity again because that was again.
It's so crazy, right?
Made,
so crazy,
but that was a complete contrast from how you actually kicked the door in with your introduction at the top of the show. So I just wanted to bring it all together. Hey, we're going to transition back to Hot Chocolate. I want to come back to where you leaving off, though, CeeLo, with the fact that he wouldn't sign the papers. Hot Chocolate was telling us her favorite song before we went to break. What's the favorite song that's actually on the board?
One of my all-time favorite artists is Mary J. Blige. Mary has gotten me through, I guess, just like every other, you know, girl who is her fan, good times, bad times, highs, lows, happy, sad, everything. And Every Day It Rains is one of those joints that it doesn't matter what mood I'm in, it is going to get me up, moving, happy, dancing in a great place, even though,
well, get up, let's
you know.
Get up.
Well, let's do it. Let's do it. Every day it rains, baby. It's my birthday.
Living the life. Dark Child. Mary J. Blige.
Your girl Toya, and you are tuned into TM Hymen Radio. Don't you dare move. Real talk, real people, real times. TM Hymen Radio.
It's 9:36 p.m. on the East Coast.
That's
is 6:36 p.m. on the West Coast. And of course, everybody in the middle, figure it out, baby, because I don't know.
Figure it out.
Hump day. Hot chocolate's birthday. Okay.
Yeah.
Bringing you to us. You know, we are talking about does the baby carriage come before marriage? That seems to be what's going on. I mean, that seems to be the move of these days. I mean, I even read an article a couple of days ago where a journalist stated that it seems a lot easier for women to have their child first, get that under wraps, and then get a man. Because then at that point, you know, they've gotten over the, I guess, you know, the part where the baby needs, you know, the mother so much and XYZ. And it was crazy because it made me think about my own relationship, the one that I was just speaking about, like with my own daughter's father. Everything was cool between us until I gave birth. And the crazy thing was because I spoiled the crap out of him before I had the child. But after the child got all the, you know, all my attention and money and whatever else. And so I wasn't able to spoil him as much. You know what I'm saying? Like attention-wise and, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. I don't mean just like financially or sexually or any of that, but, you know, the encompassing relationship. I wasn't able to fully give him what he needed, but that also kept him from doing what he needed to do as a father. You see what I'm saying? So it's like that was a breakdown within itself. So the crazy thing is, what if I would have married him first and then had the baby? That don't mean that we still would have been together, though. You know what I mean? Like people get married for, you know, get married because somebody's pregnant. They try to work it out because that's the quote-unquote right thing to do. But you still have a lot of children who are messed up behind that, just right. Getting married because of a baby. You know, and parents staying together in horrible relationships. Not saying all of them, but, you know, a lot of them staying in horrible relationships for the, you know, thoughts of the kids. And the kids come out worse than if they just would have been separate.
Well, let's take this back to, you know, I think the question that's at the heart of, I think, parenting. I'm not going to say relationships, but I think at the heart of parenting, and possibly at the heart of relationships, and it's nurturing, and the concept of nurturing. What is that? I know there used to be a period where any time a young girl had a baby, they had to go through a nurturing skills or a parenting class, right?
Right.
Yes.
That
exists. Yeah, I mean, even before, though, even before we had the baby, they had it in high school. They used to have that class in high school.
I don't think that's a requirement anymore, though. Or if it's a requirement, they're straight bucking the rules.
Right.
You know, they're not following the process to be able to get what they need, because if they did, we wouldn't have so many kids who really are on their own.
Right.
If mothers really understood parenting. So my whole point, going back to nurturing, is, you know, can we all say that we had a nurturing childhood? Did we really nurture, you know, our kids the way they should have been nurtured versus, you know, how they actually were? And what was the impact because of it or not because of it? If you really ask yourself those tough questions, it should humble us and make us want to, you know, get on track or get back on track and go back, even apologize to our kids in some instances, because really I think parents owe the children some apologies. It's some grown people walking around today that really can't move past certain things in relationships because of what their father did to them, because of what their mother did to them, or because of what they witnessed in that relationship between their mother and father. And so we got to be able to accept it, accept the good, the bad, and the crazy, and move on. But I think the problem is, and why there's so much resentment and so many broken relationships and out of wedlock babies, a lot of times, you said it earlier, you said we do what we know how to do. And a lot of times when we buff the system, we buff the system because we really mad and we don't want to hear nothing from the people that we mad at. So we buff the system.
Absolutely.
But it hinders the individual. It doesn't hurt the person that they're mad at. It really hinders the individual unless they're able to push beyond, you know, that resentment. Does that make sense?
it makes a lot of sense, because what you're ultimately saying is, in the word that pops up silently in everything that you were saying, was communication and the lack thereof.
Absolutely. The lack of communication, I think.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's the, but communication is the operative silent word, because the yes, we do what we know how to do. We pass those things on. We, you know, try to save our children from what we went through when, you know, like, no BS. And when my daughter was little, yeah, I was harder on her when she was younger. But only in the instance of, I mean, only in the sense of, with the intention of, if I'm hard on her now, I won't have to be as hard on her later on. And it's kind of true. But, you know what I mean, at the same time, it's like one of those, she'll tell me anything and everything. And you have to be prepared for that if you open yourself up to it. You know what I mean? And a lot of parents aren't up to that. A lot of parents don't want to know what their kids are doing for real. They don't want to hold. Yeah. They don't want to know. They'd rather, like, okay, I'd rather deal with that if they come in the house or what have you. Somebody asked me last night, what would I do if my daughter came to me and said she was pregnant right now? I wouldn't do
what
nothing.
What would you do?
I would help her raise that kid. That's what I would do. And I would make sure she finished school and whatever else she was trying to do prior to getting pregnant. But I damn sure I'm not going to bash her head in and push her out into the street. For what? So her and the baby can be destroyed, and then she can turn around and do the same thing to that kid and whoever else she come in contact
with.
Hey,
calm down. It's okay. Bring your blood pressure.
Yeah, somebody asked her that and pissed her off.
Did you see that solid communication right there? That is a was a pure example of relationship right there, TM. How you could sense I was about to go there. But see, again, if we hadn't communicated enough throughout life, that wouldn't even be possible. So we have to communicate, people.
Hey, on your birthday, Hot Chocolate, tell us what it was like when you had to go tell your mother about your first time getting pregnant.
Oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Oh, my gosh. Keep in mind, people, keep in mind, TM Hyman Radio listeners, when Hot Chocolate had to go tell Mama Chocolate, we'll call her. I had to go tell her that I was pregnant. I was in high school, so I can very well relate to this situation of the topic that we have at hand here. I was a little more naive than I would say the young ladies that I've encountered these days who are, you know, they're getting pregnant in droves. They're actually having pregnancy packs with their friends that they're all going to get pregnant and have babies the same year and that type of thing. You know, I did have a boyfriend. I was sexually active, obviously, but I was naive. I was naive to the fact that I was pregnant because in the act of getting pregnant, I also changed the type of birth control that I was on because the previous prescription pill was making me sick. So I changed the pill. The doctor told me I may miss a period or two, you know, but don't be alarmed because eventually...
Oh, wow.
Eventually, if I keep taking them, I'll get back on cycle. But my miss a period or two turned into miss a period or... Almost four. So I'm running track also at the time. I'm an athlete, you know, I'm very active in sports. So the change in my body kind of happened instantly where, you know, I'm 122 pounds one week. And then, you know, the next week you can see a little poking belly when I'm jumping over hurdles. So,
right.
I'm at a track meet. I'm running the 400-meter hurdles. My mom is in the stands. She's cheering me on. I run my race. I go over to my mom, and instantly, after she hugs me and says congratulations, she says, when's the last time you had a period? And I'm like, oh, you know what the doctor told me? She said, yeah. When's the last time you had a period? And it did happen to be almost 4 months ago, and she was like, are you crazy? What's wrong with you? Why didn't you say anything? So my dumb behind, I'm like, oh, Mom, I'm not pregnant. If I was pregnant, I wouldn't be able to do this, so I'm trying to suck my stomach in and make it look
Oh, my God. Terrible little thing.
My poor mother. Yes, terrible. My poor mother, who's a registered nurse at the time, looks mortified. Needless to say, we go to the doctor the next 2 days, and the doctor came in, and when she said congratulations, I'm looking at her like, congratulations who? we got a there's a prize? Like, what do I win? She's like, no, sweetheart, you're almost 4 months pregnant. I'm like, what? What you mean?
Happy what? Birthday, hot chocolate. Happy
okay.
birthday. Happy,
basically.
Happy birthday.
You found out your birthday?
Yes.
No.
No, I found no. I didn't find out on my birthday.
Wow. I found out on my hey, guess what though? I found out on my ex husband's birthday that I was pregnant with my daughter though. That just blew my whole pie. What?
I'm sure that was a fantastic gift for him, not so much for you.
Hold on. The fact that no. The fact that I had no idea I was pregnant. I went in there thinking, because at the time I had cysts on my ovaries, and so they were, like, giving me stuff.
Yo,
for that.
Y'all, like, wide open tonight. Yo.
Yeah. I mean, my thing is, if I can't open myself up, I can't help nobody. You know what I mean? So
that's true. Somebody out there can definitely use it.
I'm still alive, so, you know, your best bet is to listen. Dude, I'm still alive for this. But the crazy thing, like, for real, finding out I was pregnant on his birthday was the most ridiculous thing in the world, especially when I didn't think I was pregnant at all. I told the, it was a captain that told me, and I told her she was an effing liar. I didn't use those initials. I said the word. I almost got in trouble. I was serious about that because I was like, in a way. Yeah, in a way.
Let's pause for the cause, and we'll come back, and we'll pick up.
Can you play? Hey, can you play Olivia Chisholm?
We'll pick up out of Charlotte, North Carolina, with Madam Chisholm. Oh my God!
Yeah. I'll find it and I'll play it. And I know this is getting ready to get interesting because Save James just stepped into the studio, but we're going to rock with Jay-Z in front of you first.
Yes.
Well, he'll be back.
Come on,
boo.
I know you got my back. I know you got my baby back.
You see this motherfucker. Blessings, blessings, I see. Elephant tusks on the bow of a sailing lady. Docked on the Ivory Coast. Mercedes in a row, winding down the road. I hope my black skin don't dress this white tuxedo before the bus got sure. And if so, well fuck it. Because this water drowned my family. This water makes my blood. This water tells my story. This water knows it all. Go ahead and spill some champagne in the water. Watch the sun blaze on the waves of the ocean.
Dope boy still smelling like cocaine. White boat, white road, can he be more cleaner? The oil spill that BP ain't clean up. I'm anti, Santa Maria. Only Christopher we acknowledge is Wallace. I don't even like washing pins in my pocket. Black card go hard when I'm shopping. Boat docked in front of a man picking cotton. Silk and fleeces, lay on my Jesus. Oh my God, I hope y'all don't get seasick. See me in shit you never saw. If it wasn't for these pictures, they wouldn't see me at all. Whole world's in awe. I crash through glass ceilings, I break through closed doors. I'm on the ocean, I'm in heaven. Yacht, Ocean 11.
Elephant tusks on the bow of a sailing lady. Docked on the Ivory Coast. Mercedes in a row, winding down the road. I hope my black skin don't dress this white tuxedo before the bus got sure. And if so, well fuck it. Because this water drown my family. This water makes my blood. This water tells my story. This
water knows it all. Go ahead and spill some champagne in the water. Go ahead and watch the sun play on the waves of the ocean.
Me and top guys like Pablo and Papa, winding dirt roads on mopeds, filling opus. Welcome to the magnum opus, the Magna Carta, the best-selling author that called it, yeah. On a holiday playing strange fruit, from a maker to a Billy, I can't take the same route. Swoosh, that's the sound of the border. Swoosh, and that's the sound of a baller. Muhammad Hovi, my back against the rope. The black made back, I'm back inside the boat. Shepherd Ferry, they finally gave me some hope. Can't believe they got a nigga to vote. Democrat, nope, I'm so dope. The troubled waters had to learn how to flow. On the ocean, I'm in heaven. Yacht, Ocean 11.
Elephant tusks on the bow of a sailing lady. Docked on the Ivory Coast. Mercedes in a row, winding down the road. I hope my black skin don't dirt this white tuxedo before the bus got sure. And if so, well fuck it, fuck it. Because this water drown my family. This water makes my blood. This water tells my story. This water knows it all. Go ahead and spill some champagne in the water. Go ahead and watch the sun play on the waves of the ocean.
What's good, world? This is Sage James, and you tuned in to TM Hyman Radio Live.
Just to take a break, there's something I know you like.
TM Hyman Radio Live. We are back. We are that team, that crew. He is the general. I am Hot Chocolate, the birthday girl. She is Madam CeeLo Boston, and he is our homie, Save James, and it is 9:58 p.m., close to the top of the hour. Our topic tonight is pause, baby carriage before marriage, somewhat of an epidemic with our young youth having babies out of wedlock, and we want to get Save James' perspective on this and what he thinks the issue may be or what he thinks we may be able to do to kind of corral this situation that we have going on.
Yeah, the epidemic of baby carriage before marriage, that's a cycle that's been spinning on its own for a while, man. I don't know where the notion came from for it, personally, but it just, like, started just becoming socially accepted, you know, that it's okay to do that. And, you know, and I'm not judging anybody because, I mean, I've almost felt victim to that a couple of times. So, you know, if history was written another way, I would have been part of that statistic. You know what I'm saying? Right. So I can't point a finger at them because I know that was almost me a couple of times. And, but, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, you know, these kind of things, like I said, they can be prevented through, you know, always the diplomatic answers, the proper education and everything like that. But, you know, I just think cats just need to pull out, real talk, because, I mean, that can really just stop a lot of it. But these dudes, they're on another thing right now, and they don't care. And whatever happens, happens. And I don't know how to explain it. But me personally,
hold on a minute. Let me pause. Because I'm not sure if I heard that correctly. I'm not sure if I understood the context in which you said that. Did you say cats need to pull out? Do you mean pull out of the situation or pull out like literally? Because
pull
you know
out
that
when you're
went
in
out.
It. What
and,
are you talking about?
Come on, son. That went out in the 80s. Don't you know that there is a thing called?
I'll tell you like this.
Since we're talking candidly, there is live semen that is. Oh no.
Listen to me. Let me drop some statistics on you. I'm proof that it can be done. All right. I've been married 7 years. Right. Married 7 years. Been with the same woman for 10 years. Have two kids by design. Okay, my timing is impeccable, son. Every man knows when those toes burn, you got 2 seconds. Okay,
every man that I know,
toes burn. It generates from the toes.
Oh boy,
Lord have
mercy. So I didn't mean for it to go in that direction, but I'm just trying to tell you. At the end of the day, if that simple rule was followed.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So you really feel – okay, so what? It's 2 seconds before you bust?
Because only because I'm telling you this. There's no secret that once you're in a committed relationship for, I'd say, average, 6 to 8 months, condoms go out the window.
Right.
Right?
Okay. For the most part.
On average. Okay.
For the most part.
So, I mean, really, real talk, you know that's going to be a part of a committed relationship eventually. Now, if it's up to the female to want to, you know, stay up on her job with, you know, the contraceptive or whatever the case may be, that's fine. But we understand how that thing is a time release situation. If you're not on top of your game, one minor slip up could mean that slip up.
Right.
Dig what I'm saying? So it's like,
it
you know.
It doesn't even have to be a minor slip up, Sabe. Medically speaking, there is live semen in what the children these days or everyone is calling the pre-cum stage. You can get pregnant without ejaculating in a woman.
Hey, all I'm saying is if there's proper preparation for that, the pre-cum will be washed away. If there's proper preparation for that. That's all I'm saying.
Did you say washed away? Hold on.
It'll be wiped right off. I promise you. Works every time. But I don't know about this
2 second toe burning rule, though. I'm not sure that I'm buying.
I mean, okay, 2, 3, it's not long. I promise you, it's not long.
I'm baffled.
When the female
TM, you're laughing.
Toes,
I need you to help me on this.
He knows I'm telling the truth. He knows I'm telling the truth. That's why.
Oh my God.
The feeling generates from the toes.
Hey,
every man knows this.
Hey, we'll be right back.
Every man knows it.
We'll be right back.
I don't understand it. I
have a radio file.
I'm trying to tell you what happened.
Oh, no.
Damn. Cold world. I never thought I'd see the day that you my old girl. Now I'm stuck here hollering at old girl. Got one, got two, three, four, girl. Shotgun in the drop, made a right. Hut one, hut two, told him take a hike. Then it's on to the next one. Hard to move on when you always regret one.
I wonder sometimes, I wonder if I was wrong.
Number dialing, want to call and weigh in. 10:07 out here in the DMV somewhere, wherever I may be landing. It's the crew right here, TM Hyman Radio Live. Your boy Sage James. We're here with the man, the hour, the general, TM Hyman. The birthday girl over there, the once more mature hot chocolate.
I like that.
You like that? You like that one? Yeah, you got a little ripple in your back.
That's
I know how that goes. Got that chill. Yeah, I know. Yeah, warmed up a little bit.
Made my toes numb.
Yeah, there you go. You know what's next. Pick it up. And we got from Charlotte all the way. We always know she live and direct, Madam CeeLo Boston. We're going to jump right back into this topic about children before wedlock. I mean, children out of wedlock, children before marriage. Oh, we need to pause for the cause and kind of reevaluate things. We actually have a caller that's trying to weigh in on the topic. It's called from the area code 202, last 47474. You there with us?
Yeah, hey, well, I'm here. What's up, man?
What's happening? How you doing, man?
Hey, how you doing?
That's what's happening. So what's your name and where you call from?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, I was going to say, you know, I'm a 47-year-old black man, and I think a woman having kids out of wedlock is the worst thing she could possibly do, you know. Okay. I just think women should wait. At least they're 25 before they have kids, and then they ought to be in some sort of, I mean, you don't have to get married, but they should be in a committed relationship with a guy before they have kids, you know.
Well, let me ask you. Well, wedlock to me is not being married, so.
Well, no, it's not really the same. A lot of people are living together in committed relationships, but they're not married. And that's how you're shacking up, right? Well, not shacking up. They're just not getting married. For some reason, a lot of dudes, because they got houses, they got property, and, you know, women have the same. They just don't want to get married, but they still want a committed relationship. I would say it's small, but it's a trend that I see. But I say women having kids out of wedlock, I think it's going to hurt them, because men aren't really into these instant families, man. It's not what we want, man. And women they can't get their brain around it for some reason, which I don't understand.
Well, let me ask you this, because that was an interesting point you just made. But in the sense of, because there are men involved in these women getting pregnant, so.
Right.
No.
Well, let me ask you.
It's not the same. You are the gatekeeper. You're in charge of your vagina. Okay. And if you don't want to get pregnant, I could dump a jar of semen in your vagina every day, and you won't get pregnant. Okay, it's not going to happen. It's on you, ladies. Sorry. You know.
I know that's right. Well, let me. So you're telling me that. Do you have children?
Yeah, I've got kids. Yeah.
Okay, so are you married?
I'm married. Second marriage.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, because earlier in the I don't know what part of the show you caught, but we were talking about, like, where do you think it went wrong though? Like, yes, these are what we're dealing with in this, you know, in this time and day, but where do you think it went wrong?
When women start having kids out of wedlock, when they just started having, I think women wanted to have uncommitted sex like men did in the 70s. You know, men were doing it. Women wanted to do it too, but the problem is, your past is your future with men, and men do not want to marry women with a bunch of kids. And because not just the kids, just because we don't want to deal with baby daddies, we don't want to deal with the kids. We want our own families. That's what some women don't get. We want to cut the umbilical cord. We want to play ball with our own kids. We want to discipline our own kids. We want our own families. All
right. Right.
And women can't. You don't seem to get that. I don't understand it. Why women don't understand the concept? I don't know what it is. We aren't marrying you. We're hardly even dating you now. And women can't seem to understand why that is. I don't know, man. Somebody needs to explain it to me, because I don't get it either. Why women don't understand it?
Hold on. Let me try to play devil's advocate a little bit here, because you're kind of dumping on us ladies a little bit, and I'm beginning to feel some sort of way. I'm feeling a little bit of a kind of way. I don't want to totally dispute what you're saying, because you do have some truth to what you're saying. However, I don't think that we as females are in this alone. There are a lot of men out here that are, I don't really want to say pressuring girls to have babies, but yeah, pressuring girls to have babies, really, really. And
you
it's
know
like,
you, are,
you know
what?
You say we're the gatekeepers of it. We are. However, there's a bit of a mind game that's being played with some of these young ladies. So
right.
I think it is up to the men. I think it is up to the men to step up to the plate and take some responsibility in this as well.
No, I don't. I'm 47. At some point I was 17, 19 years old, male I was, and I was going to do is to try to pull girls' panties down when I was 17 and 19, just like dudes do. And you know what? Women had discretion back then. I mean, and they would tell your ass no. If you want to get with me, you got to be my family, you got to go out with me, you got to have a job, you got to have your stuff together, and you got to put a ring on it. And that's what men did. All right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how women got married. I tell you what, go try to some Asian chick. Go out here and try to pull some Asian girls' panties down at the club and have unprotected sex. It's probably not going to happen, because they know that their value is keeping the gate closed. That's what women don't get. Close your legs. Demand a ring.
Let's
it's that simple. Yeah.
We didn't catch your name. We didn't catch your name, friend. What's your name?
Greg.
Rick, where you calling from tonight?
Silver Springs, Maryland.
Rick, we really appreciate your perspective tonight, man, and it may not be favorable, right? But the one thing about this program is that this is real talk, and you're talking real. Hey, stand by for us, because I'm sure there's some perspectives that want to respond to your comments. The topic tonight.
You got their asses wound up over here, homie. I'm just
baby carriage before marriage is the topic. Hey, we'll be right back with Rick from Silver Spring. Team Hyman Radio. We'll be back.
From my nigga Diddy view, I think I see his vision too. Purple rain over Central Park, chillin' with my homes. Big Pox and Sade's, the rocks and Chardonnays. My gas, he's sassy, so my penthouse, my balloon. We doing it big, it's going down 9/11. I'm doing it big, pulling up in the 9/11. I've been trying to fuck for months, baby girl, it's now or never. Got the condo on the beach, so through our storms, we shout weather. We shining when it's pitch dark. Yeah, this bitch a movie, but this time I play a big part. Fuck the market and look at what I'm accomplishing. I'm beating niggas by margin bigger than friends talking. I wanna buy my bitch every bag, and she ain't ever, ever, ever gotta take them back. I wanna take my bitch around the globe, Hawaii hand gliding in the mountains, shitting on these hoes. Red bottles by the barrel, popping Giuseppe tags like it's American Apparel. 20,000 up in bonnies, haters are never harming. Rick Owens army, bombers for my whole army. Anile, anile, baby move fast. She drop it down and bring it back, I like that.
I like that.
I wanna buy my bitch every bag, so she ain't ever, ever, ever gotta take them back.
All these cars, all these stars, all around.
Looking for me, you can find me in the Guinness Book. Only fly bitches ride with the boss, take a look. I'm super fly, I'm super high. You getting yours, I'm getting mine.
Women of a caliber, only seen in magazines and calendars. And I'm sitting with
take a look.
Put your eye to the sky, that's where you'll find me.
What the
fuck it
ain't
we are.
If you're looking for me, you can find me in the Guinness Book. Only fly bitches ride with the boss, take a look. I'm super fly, I'm super high. You get yours, I'm getting mine.
Relationship Wednesday, T.M. Hyman Radio. It is 8:19 in Chattanooga, Tennessee. It's 9:19 in Orlando, Florida. Thanks for rocking tonight. Real talk, real people, real times. We are T.M. Hyman Radio Network. What's going on? Interesting conversation. I kept calling him Rick. I caught it wrong. But it was Greg from Silver Springs, Maryland. Hey, Greg just kind of like went and laid it on us.
Laid him out. He laid him out.
Guess what? I think he actually resembled the sentiments of a segment of the male population.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
he's
but
not the only one that thinks like that.
It's men involved in it. He's saying we had the, you know, we're the
and that's sisters. My point.
True enough.
That's my point.
How about this? I want to know if his first wife, is she remarried? Because now she's single with kids if they had kids. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
People don't, women don't wake up and say, I want to be a baby mama. I mean, maybe some do. I never did. You know what I'm saying? But
I definitely didn't.
There's nobody I know wakes up and said, I want to be a baby mama. I want to raise 5 kids by myself.
But guess what? You may not say that, but I do know a lot of women who say, I can raise my son by myself. I can raise my daughter by myself. That's just like saying, I can
sure
be
enough.
Who I want to be, a baby mama. It's just one and the same.
True enough. Hey, when I found out I was pregnant with my daughter, that was the first thing I told her father. You can leave. I got her. I gave him the
You're not even giving him a chance. Oh, he called back.
You know why, though? But guess what? You know why I saved, though? At that time,
Greg is
20
bad.
Years old. I was 20 years old and stupid as shit. Yes.
Okay, well, at least you admit that. That's
let's bring Greg.
I didn't know no better.
I apologize for calling you Rick, Greg, but let's bring Greg back into the conversation.
Yeah, I'm sorry for being so harsh with the ladies, man, but you know what? They don't seem to understand the, you know, the nice talk and the, you know, rational. They seem to, you got to bang, you got to hit them over the head with it. You know, I'm sorry.
You know, Greg, I was all for you coming back. I really was, but, you know, you set the shotguns out back on the table with the ammo, and, you know, you're not even giving me a chance to put my
guys
on, like, for real.
You guys need it that way because I'm going to tell you what's up, but you guys don't seem to get it for some reason. You're like, no, that's not what, no. And when men keep telling you,
that's not what I'm doing. I said, and to give me the benefit of the doubt, I said that I agree with a lot of what you were saying. I really did.
But
the issue at hand that I have is that you seem to just be placing it all on the females. Now, something that you said in the early part of your conversation is that, you know, you were young at one time and, you know, you were chasing women and this, that, and the third. Now, you evolved from that. All men do not evolve from that same position. So in the dealings that women have with those men who do not evolve from where you came from, you have to give both of them responsibility in that. And that's not, to me, what you seem to be doing. That's the only issue I had. Now,
You can answer it,
but that's just the point that I wanted to make is that you didn't seem to be giving the men any of the issue with this. Like, you didn't seem to be putting any of the responsibility on them.
Look, A thousand years ago, young men were trying to pull down girls' panties. 1,000 years ago, and they're probably doing 1,000 years from now. But for some reason, women were getting married 1,000 years ago, 500 years ago, and they're not getting married now. The reason why?
That's not true. We are still getting married.
I concur.
They had a lower rate than it probably was back then. I'll agree with that.
It may be lower, but we are still.
Hold on. Okay. In 1910, Black America, 92% of all kids were born within a marriage in 1910. Black America. Our marriage rates were higher than white marriage rates in 1910. Now we're at 2013, 75% of our kids are born without a red lock. Marriage rates are plummeting, and they're going down 2% a year for the last decade. All right? No, I haven't been to a black wedding in probably 5 years. Nobody I know is getting married. None of my friends are trying to get married. Men are avoiding marriage for some reason. Now, you can say all you want, whatever you want to say, ladies. I don't care. It's not men. I ain't trying to get married to you, but we're still having sex with you. Now, that's the problem for the ladies, not the men, because men are still getting sex. But you women are just having babies. You ain't getting husbands. You got these baby daddy issues and shit, child support.
Wow.
The problem is you. Hold on. And you know what? And I will tell you why it is on the ladies. In 1973, people talk about Roe v. Wade was about abortion. It wasn't about abortion. Like I said, it was about women having control over their bodies. That's what that was about, the 73 thing, Roe versus Wade. They gave women the power over their bodies. You have the power. That coochie is yours. You are the gatekeeper of your coochie, ladies, all right? You determine who comes in, who comes out. It is your property, your responsibility at the end of the day. And you cannot blame it on the men. Sorry. If I had a daughter and she got pregnant, I would blame the fault at her. I would say I would look at her as being at fault. I would look at her, not the guy, her.
Snap.
I'm sorry.
Okay,
all right?
Okay, so you're telling me, sir. Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So you just stated that it is all on the woman. And,
yeah.
Okay, so because I want to understand your perspective, like your personal perspective, because, okay, so you're in your second marriage, right? Now, when you got married the first time, were children produced from that relationship?
Yes.
If you don't,
yes.
Okay. So when you got a divorce, you made that woman a single mother. I'm
no.
quite sure you didn't go into it. I'm quite sure
no,
you didn't go
no, 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 no. You know what? No. Stop. She was a divorced mother. A divorced mother, not a single mother. That is a difference between it. You guys always want to lump these divorced mothers. You know what? If I was a divorced mother,
how is that a difference if she's not married anymore?
It's not. I think divorced mothers are being insulted by being called single mothers. They're divorced mothers, not single mothers. My kid was born within a marriage, not. I didn't blow some chick's butt back out and behind the Motel 6 or behind the club and have some chick pregnant. We were married. Didn't work out. I'm married too young.
And I'm
more hard on your asses. You know, I tell the same shit to my nieces, too. The same thing I'm telling you now. See, a lot of these women don't have fathers. They have fathers. This is the same crap your fathers will be telling you. This is the same stuff my father told my sisters when she was 16. This is the same stuff right here, the same exact stuff. My wife... She divorced. She was a divorced mother, and I was committed. We were in a relationship. You know, we had the kids over for Christmas. We split time. We worked it out. We just couldn't get along. But she was not a single mother. She was not some woman that got pregnant by some dude behind the club when she was high. I was around the 80s, man. I was banging those chicks, man, at the club. You meet them at the club and screw them in the back of the cars and Motel 6s. I was around. I know what's going on. And you know that's how most of these. And you know what? And that's how most of these kids are being conceived through casual sex.
I don't want to cut you off, brother. We appreciate your perspective tonight, man. We appreciate your comments.
I'm sorry. I'm getting a little heated, man. I'm sorry.
But do me a favor. Just hang out with us a few more minutes, though, because we're going to cross over into an adult. Talk segment with Save James, who's live out of the DMV tonight. But this is a good dialogue, and I think we're making some good points. I just want the ladies to be able to respond to all that you have unleashed tonight, because there are people that's listening that's probably pacing the floor of their living rooms based on your perspective. And so we want to be able to balance out this conversation. We're going to pause and come right back. You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio. Hey, we're a network, and folks that tuned in, we appreciate the support. We'll be right back. TM Hyman Radio Live.
Chromed out, fix the shit, bubble in, laying up with them Colombians. Oh, fuck no, I get dough, Fox Brown, mama, jig suits from Gabbana. You ballin', nigga, who you calling? Papa, we be flashing, sex lasting, all night long and strong. The max to rip, ill nana, like Benihana steak. The boogie like a fresh hair snake. It's Alion, Fox Brown, the dawn, Uchiyon. Talent, sit Cristal on the Cayman Allen. Got gay niggas ready to switch. Like Ravano, turn them off, nigga to Smith. She's playing the dawn for Vettadini, 5 carats on the arm. Jewels beat a bomb. The four hotties, total with Foxy, sippin' for Marty's. Bad girl of the year, 96 Pandora. Out is terrific, stupendous, tremendous. I bend it a little bit more than the average raw, cause I'm focused. I rock Versace, Lance, and Soaker. You didn't know I like crocodile boots and gator suits? The biggest willies got to fill me. I like the Hot Wheels, you got a fast car. Like Tracy Chapman, you can cruise with this rap star. The mink porter, the heroin importer. I be that rich bitch, stack banks by the tip. Check it, I spot pits like Spud McKenzie. I'm Leon Lahimpi, taxes is getting passed. It's the central for the presidential. Certified testicles, get sprayed for the decibels. The king and I, all you need in this world. I'm a bad girl, the high-pitched queen bitch. In a jet black bitch, second in fulfilling dreams, making life complete. Come take a journey with this hump to fight bitch that can't keep me. Once, second time around for me. 3 times more than the lady you'd imagine it be. I've been reinstated, platinum plated, and niggas hated. Relay it that I'm the shit. 12 loopers in the tip, get hot like a chili pepper flea for me. You got the blunt, give it away to the BRAT. And check my M3, they got more beats than Bo P got cheap. And you can't keep up with this temper from the West Side Street. I'm counting that money, acting funny with all the phonies. Keeping it real with homies who've been real to me. It would defeat the purpose for me not to flash my rock. Cash travelers, check the best to stop the on, sipping on dawn.
And you are tuned into TM Hyman Radio.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. It is Wednesday, hump day. It's 10:33 p.m.
on the East Coast. It is, what is that? Oh, I can't even count now. 7:33 p.m. on the West Coast, and you in the middle. Figure it out. If you're just joining us, you have missed some interesting dialogue. You can check us out about 20 minutes after we go off air. And, if you want to call, comment, just listen, whatever, 917-889-3926. We are the best at it, TMI on the radio line.
Hey, Greg. Hey, dude. Please hit us back.
To pick back up
with this conversation. Hey, but until then, we're going to turn this over to St. James, who's going to pick up with Adult Talk. It's 10:33.
Yeah. Thank you much. Really, man, I'm a little salty right now, man, because I wanted my man to stay on the line because I was wanting to let this joint play out. I want to see how this was going to end up, man. It's going to be some bloodshed before the night was over, it seemed like. But I guess what I'll do in the spirit of the conversation and how it, you know, was galvanized by these comments, let me turn the sword to the lady's perspective now. Now, you know what my man had to say. All right, he said it's all y'all fault. He said, y'all stupid. Y'all can't read. They show you outside, y'all bring a bowl. You know, all of that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he really like laid into y'all, to the women species, as far as it goes with the control or the birth control, or lack thereof birth control when it comes to children out of wedlock. Now, I understand that things happen. I understand that, you know, you can't control the uncontrollable. If God had a design for your life, but things would go a certain way, there's no getting around it. Okay, so I acknowledge all of that. But with that being said, with that already known, granted, as a given to you, how does that make you feel from the incendiary comments that came from the gentleman just saying that you guys or your species is 100% at fault for getting pregnant without getting married? But that's basically what he was saying. If you don't tell the man no and put a ring on it or have some kind of standards, you know, what's really good. So I'm gonna throw it to you, CeeLo, because you seem like you know you on edge about to bubble over here anyway. So let's get it off your chest. Go ahead, act like I'm him. Tell me what you want to tell him. I got thick skin.
Well, I'm going to tell you and everyone who thinks like him. The thing is this. Luckily, my father did, you know, play a huge part in my life, and I think that did have something to do with my self-confidence and, you know, my expectations from men and what have you. But to say that it is 100% a woman's fault is the most ludicrous thing I have ever heard in my entire white woman life. So he got upset when I called his first wife a single mother because he didn't agree with that. I'm a divorced mother, but it's take away from the fact that I was raising my daughter by myself, not the father being in the household. Was he in the household at some point? Yes. No one starts out, I want to be a baby mama. No one starts out that way. There are women who get married, have children, and get their ass beat for 25 years. Marriage doesn't change. Marriage is a moral thing. It's a human-placed moral thing. Because the crazy thing is, you want to go back to 1910 and 500 years ago, those people were slaves. They got married to keep their families together.
Preach,
a lot
girl.
Of people still to this day get married to stay in the country. Marriage does not make you less of a person because that's what you choose not to do. Good job that you chose to marry the women that you had sex with and, you know, procreated with. But what about the ones you didn't? What about the babies you don't know about?
You probably had a couple of abortions on the side and don't even know about it. My thing is, you cannot
or
put
do know about it.
Blame. You cannot put right. But you cannot put 100% blame. Yes, we all have a responsibility.
The one thing that we have to understand.
We all have a responsibility when it comes to
is that we all have a perspective. We all have a perspective. We all have an opinion. There's this thing that's called. That's called individuality, and within individuality, you know, I mean, we all see things based on our perspective and our experiences, and so I mean, really, what I heard from him really was his perspective. His perspective on the situation, and it's really no different than how maybe it was kind of extreme, but it's really no different than maybe how a pimp thinks. You don't understand how a pimp could operate inside of a pimp's mind, but that's why he's a pimp and you're not. You know, you know. I mean, and so you can't really get all bent out of shape and like they say, get your panties all in a wide, or maybe you didn't have any panties on at all, and then
you gotta pull down,
a little higher. I'm not sure, but hey, just, you know, loosen up a little bit. Hey, we'll be right back. We're gonna pause for the calls. Happy birthday.
You got to hear Hot Chocolate's perspective, too, and see if she's calm.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
I got a question for you, too, when we get back.
Okay.
Last night, couldn't even get an answer. I tried to call, but my pride wouldn't let me die. This blank expression, and the way I feel, I wanna curl up like a child. I told you once, I told you twice.
Anyway, feel good going down. 917-889-3926, the number to call. I'm doing this for you, Gina. How would you be getting blazed right now, son?
Cheers.
Anyway, we're here with the team. Yeah, I'm in over there. I'm Save James. Very hot, mature birthday chocolate. Oh, we wasn't ready for that one.
No,
Madam C. Will Boston roller 456 over there all day. Hot hand on the dice game, baby girl. We're going to jump right back into this.
All
right. We're going to do this. We're going to just sink our teeth a little bit deeper into this topic right here. I want to hear from the birthday girl now. And after I hear your response to what the brother Greg had to drop on you, I got something to ask you yourself before we get off the air. And I want to understand.
And he definitely dropped it. Okay.
He did.
I will give you that. He dropped it on me like a 5 million pound Acme anvil. I did not have my helmet on to prepare myself for the blow to
just
the cranium that I was going to receive, but he did.
Okay.
It's all good though. I'm going to remain steadfast in my stance that it is not all the women's fault. It may be ultimately the woman's decision at the end, but it is not her fault. Fault and decision to me are two different things, and they are in two different parts of the damn dictionary, so I'm sticking to the point that they are two different things, okay? That's where I'm going with that. Greg, you can feel however you want to feel because you're definitely entitled to your opinion, but you were not always that man who felt the same way that you feel right now. You were that man who was at fault of pulling the panties to the side, and just like you said, you was out there and you was hitting the girls in the car and behind the club and all of that old crazy wild mess too. So congratulations for your evolution, but I'm going to need for you to bring me some more facts and a little bit more research behind your span of facts from 1910 to 2014. Right now. That's all I'm going to say.
You know what Greg's going to say? If you're looking for sympathy, you can find it in the dictionary.
Nobody.
Between shit and syphilis.
Exactly.
If you want
you know what? And that's probably what he would say, too. That is
he would
probably
say something just like that to you.
He just high-fived you in the air, like dead ass.
He did. Cheers to you tonight, Greg, for sparking the conversation.
I know it's supposed to be a PG-13 conversation over here, folks. I apologize. I had to get that in. That was perfect comment. I'm sorry for that.
Cheers to you, Greg. You brought the real talk, real people, real time definition
pot,
to this show. And we appreciate your perspective, definitely. Can't say I agree with all of it, but we appreciate it.
Got to respect it.
But then my question goes to this, though. But then, okay, now, so then the psychologist in me said, what happened in your childhood, Greg, that opened you up for promiscuity? Like,
Greg is angry.
Women.
Yeah, I mean, Paul, we know he may be a victim of a broken household. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I want to know, what made
very
you
well
upset
may be.
Behind the, where was your apprehension? Where was your...
Why were you pulling the panties to the side, Greg?
Why were you humping? I almost said
that's
why
nature.
Were you humping
that's
in the back seat of in the club parking lot, though? I mean, like
and behind the club, yeah. Why were you doing that? Why?
Probably for the same reasons that we did it.
Right.
I never humped behind the club though. I've never done it outside.
Yeah, I'm not. I won't hump
you did
it
in the
club,
car though. You did it in the car though.
I did it in the car as an older person for the adventure of it. I didn't do it in the car as a youngster because I had to. There's a difference.
You can't point the finger all the time at that.
He's pointing the finger at me. Why not?
Hey, no one. Hold on. Let me just make this clear. No one is at the stake here. No one is being sacrificed. You know what I mean? Like, this is beautiful dialogue, though. I mean, because the thing is this, that there are women who don't have discretion with their vaginas.
That's
they
true.
Don't. And they
That's
don't
true.
See anything wrong with having sex and not being attached, because yes, that has become the norm, especially for the younger generation. I'm not saying the older generation doesn't do it. It's done differently.
It's done the same way. It's just more country nowadays.
That's why they're done differently, because it's an older woman may be doing the same thing a younger woman is doing. They're just behind closed doors doing it, and not, as Greg pointed out, behind the club. You know, I mean, I think girls who are humping behind the club got daddy issues. Daddy didn't tell you I love you, or tell you that, you know, daddy didn't teach you how to use a gun. Daddy didn't teach you how, you know, to protect yourself. So, I mean, yeah, sure. Very beautiful point. However, it's not every woman, and it's not just 100% a woman's responsibility. It's all our responsibility. It's 100% each of our, as individual, responsibility to be mindful of the things that we do and how we affect people, the moves that we make, the words that we use.
But
there you go.
But
we
can you agree?
We have to be taught that. We have to be taught that.
Check this out, though. But can you agree that the women get the tilt in the decision-making process because you do have to let us in?
Yes. Because, yes. But guess what? A lot of women don't know anything different but to just let a man in.
That's not the point. That's not the point I'm raising. The point I'm raising is, like Greg was saying, you ultimately do have the key to the secret garden.
I don't disagree with that. You're standing to me with your penis out saying, I want to have sex with you, and I say no, and then you put your stuff back in there and you leave. That's an example of, you know, like what could possibly happen. Some women don't want that man to leave. Some women go along with it.
No, I know. However you need to validate it is fine. I'm not arguing, you know, your validation behind it. I'm just saying, is it fair to say that the women get the tilt only because you, at the end of the day, you do say yes or no ultimately?
Correct. You're absolutely right.
Okay. I just want to make sure that was put out there also.
When it does not put
all right.
on.
I'm not absolving the men from it. Don't think I am. I'm not absolving. I just wanted to say to make sure there's a fair playing ground. But anyway.
No, I was going to speak on contraceptives. I was going to say that just like it's both parties, you know, responsibility to be responsible for the contraceptives that are involved. Both parties are responsible for the communication that needs to take place. You know what I mean? About what's about to happen.
I got you.
Yeah, it's all of our responsibility. That's my point right there.
I'm not saying it is. But let me do this though. Let me ask. I need to shift gears because we're about to wind down. It looks like, and I need to know for myself, Miss Birthday Chocolate over there.
Yeah.
Is somebody unwrapping? Is somebody unwrapping the gift tonight? Is it that young dude that you were so open off of talking to the life coach about? How do I approach him?
Hold on, time out. Let's correct it.
So
I was not open. I was not open.
See a dog to get that booty act. Leg her down and smack him, yak him. Cole got to be. Yeah, shit.
I hate you. I do not like you right this moment.
I'm just saying, has somebody got some Jeremiah playing in their future, some birthday sex? I just want to know.
No, there's no unwrapping of the birthday chocolate tonight. No birthday chocolate tonight because I'm going to work in the morning. And when I get the birthday chocolate unwrapped, it means I need to be fresh and
Halloween.
Nah.
That morning rollover to get you more fresh than anything in the world. Don't even front. That morning rollover. But thank you. You can't say anything to that.
The morning rollover is good. I'm not fronting on the morning rollover, but there's no birthday chocolate this evening. No unwrapping of the candy.
Are you serious?
Yeah, hold on. In services and gang right here. Yeah. There you go. unfortunately, there is, ain't none of that going on. And I'm saving that actually for the weekend. I'm going to let my hair down on Friday. I'm having a birthday dinner at Wasabi Japanese Steakhouse. And I'm going to eat, drink, be very merry, and hopefully get my birthday chocolate unwrapped in. That's it. Hey, applause. We'll be right back.
Word up, man. You know what I'm saying? So I'll be telling these niggas, man, shit in the game, man. Shit is real, man.
Shit is real, man.
My birthday.
Hey, yo, Queens, get the money, long time, no cash. I'm caught up in the hustle where the guns go blast. The crew retaliated, so I had to think fast. Pull out my heat first, see, pull out a seat last. Now who the fuck you think is living to this day? I'm trying to tell these young niggas crime don't pay. They looked at me and said, Queens niggas don't play. Do your thing, I'll do my kids, stay out of my way. Type hard, trying to survive in New York State. But can't stop till I'm eating off a platinum plate. Po-po comes around and tries to relocate me. Lock me up forever, but they can't deflate me. Cause having cash is highly addictive, especially when you used to have the money to live with. I pour a step back, look at my life as a whole. Ain't no love, it seems the devil done stole my soul. I'm out for Delphia, Selfia, P's not helping ya. I'm trying to get this Lexus up, plus the cellular, yo, big noise.
What up, cousin?
I can't cope with all these crab niggas trying to shorten my rope.
Yo, it's the R-A-P-P, E-R-N-O-Y-D. Niggas can't fuck with me. Coming straight out of QB, pushing the infinity. You ask, can I rip it constantly? Mentally, definitely, to the death of me. Come and test me, trust me. Nigga can't touch me if he snuff me. So bust me, you're gonna have to, cause I'm a blast you. My lyrical, like a miracle, ill spiritual. I'm born with it, I'm getting on with it. And I'm a habit to, I'm fucking dead and going with it. Cause I'm a what? Composer, ball core, a lyrical destructor. Don't make me buck ya, cause I'm a wild motherfucker. You know I flow, you know my CeeLo. Even pack my gap when I go to see my P.O. Jump out my hootie, pass my gap in my loopy to my shorty. It gets my P.O. Try to troop me to the alley. I know if I start wilding, flipping on niggas, walking around with the nice gold medallions. But she didn't violate me, so I escaped. See, back to Queens, pumping the fiends, making more cream, know what I mean? I'm a natural born hustler, won't try to cut ya. Pull out my phone, phone and bust.
There ain't no time for fake jacks, cause brothers that fake gas, the link on exact. The streets is real, can't roll without steel. I feel how I feel, cause I was born to kill. Do what I gotta, to eat a decent meal, brothers are starving. For trying to find a job, son, it's all about robbing. So don't be alarmed when we come through. We supposed to, if you opposed to, get your face blown, dude. Off the map, cause I react and check. A brother was a blessed world, so I act like that. Drug dealing, only mess with shorties that's appealing. I'm fronting all the world once I start four-wheeling. Cause back on the 41st, I'll be doing rides. Sipping in your day, getting bent all night. Yeah, who that? Never seen him in my whole life. Step to his business cause it's only right. Ho-ho ain't around, so I grab my pound money. Retaliated, so
yeah,
I hit the ground. My life was on the line, gotta hold
thank
my prize down.
Us.
Can't see myself getting bodied by a clown. Ass nigga that ain't even from
show.
My town. Hit him up in the chest, now he's laying.
Great dialogue. A lot of interesting perspective. Thank you again, Greg, from Silver Springs, Maryland, for joining us. And you definitely came and dropped a bomb on us, son, for real.
Word.
Join us again on drop the bomb, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, join us again on Friday for the Friday Night Cypher. Thank you again for all of your birthday wishes. I love you all madly. You are the best team ever. You made Lady Eloise feel very good tonight.
Nah, she purring. Listen, you hear her purring over there.
I don't have any panties on.
See, you're not giving me the punch. But yo, for real, I just want to say this to the listeners out there before we sign off. You can go do your thing after that. When we get to the FM, y'all, it's going to be scary for y'all. I'm just letting y'all right now. Let y'all know right now.
It really is. They're not
right
ready.
When we get to the FM, it's going to get real for cats out there. I was about to say something, but we're about to get real for cats out there. I'm just letting y'all know that right now.
They're
yeah, though.
Ready.
I'm done.
They're not ready. We coming for y'all. We coming for you.
Yo, whatever you do, do it well. We signing off. Check y'all out on Friday. Thanks for listening. We love you.
Back
General.
On Friday, 9 p.m.
Uh-oh.
Ooh,
damn.
Oh, he got a secret bottom voice on. He got a secret bottom voice on him.
Where's the back?
Don't be flirting with
him. Put it back into the car.
Don't be flirting with my dinner guests like that on Friday in that voice either. You know you got some funny looking eyes, so they're gonna be on you already.
Peace out. Look,
you tell them, hey, don't make me come down here. Hold on. Hey, hey.
We are that team. That's
true.
PM Hyman Radio. He is the general. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate, the birthday girl. Thank you again for all your wishes. He is Save James. She is Madam Boston. And we will see you on Friday. Take a shot for my birthday.